Proverbs chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son pleases his father. A foolish son is his mother's grief. The lucre from wrongdoing is of no profit, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not let a righteous person go hungry, but he repudiates the ambition of the wicked. A negligent hand makes one impoverished, but the hand of the industrious enriches. He who gathers store in the harvest time is an intelligent son. He who falls asleep in the harvest time is a shameful son. Blessings come unto the head of the righteous man, but violence envelops the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accepts commandments, but the loquacious fool will flounder. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be identified. He who winks with the eye causes sorrow, and the loquacious fool will flounder. The mouth of a righteous man is the source of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred arouses strife, but love covers all transgressions. In the lips of the astute man wisdom is found, but a rod is applicable to the back of the weak-minded. The wise treasure up knowledge, but ruin is close to the mouth of the fool. The wealth of the rich is his strong city, the ruination of the poor is their poverty. The recompense of the righteous is life, but the product of the wicked is sin. He who retains instruction has the way of life, but he who forsakes reproof leads astray. He who conceals hatred with lying lips, or he who spreads slander, is a fool. In the abundance of words, transgression does not cease, but he who is sparing with his lips is intelligent. The tongue of the righteous man is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is hardly so. The lips of the righteous act as a shepherd to many, but fools will die in weak-mindedness. The blessing of the Lord enriches, and he does not add sorrow to it. It is like sport to a fool to devise fraud, but a man of understanding has wisdom. What the wicked man fears will come upon him, but he will grant the wish of the righteous. When the whirlwind passes over, there will not be any wicked, but the righteous man is an age-abiding foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him on an assignment. Fear of the Lord adds to one's days, but the years of the wicked will be curtailed. The expectation of the righteous is happiness, but the hope of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is a fortress to the man with integrity, but ruination to those who perpetrate iniquity. The righteous man will never falter, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the righteous produces wisdom, but a subversive tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is pleasing, but the mouth of the wicked only knows subversive things.